I'm taking a picture of all of you. This will go on my
weblog.
Wait, let's introduce ourselves, because I get really confused when I don't know the people. Okay. It's really more for me than for them. Sorry. My name's Sherrod, and I have girlvinyl.com. That's my weblog and my website and all my ridiculous crap. Yeah. This is my friend Josh.
Okay. I'm Josh Thomas. I've got a weblog on livejournal.com and I'm working on integrating it to my website for my art.
Oh,
you're up next.
My name is Thomas. I run a gray matter journal on grabbingsand.com. And I'm an the joke kind of gets old, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It might have started out old, actually.
Moving on.
My name is Amy. I run several weblogs, one just for myself and others for various groups of friends. My main site is at domesticat.net. I am currently in the middle of writing my own CMS.
Amy, why don't you tell us what a CMS is?
That sounds like a leading question.
Oh, it does.
Well, I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Most of you know.
Go ahead. Do it.
No.
Do it, man.
You first.
No.
Content management system. Lots of little things. Keeping track of them in some random, orderly fashion, if you like that sort of thing, which I do. I got really obsessed with having total graphic control over my website, and I did not find any CMS that met all my needs, so I decided to basically learn how to code and write my own. I'm a sick, sick woman.
All right. Well, since the first thing we were going to start with, I guess, is the history of blogs. In the beginning.
There was
BBSs.
I was coast to stop on every BBS in 404 for a while.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No,
yeah,
you
I was.
Weren't.
Hey.
Trust me.
For a while, yes, I was. Yes, I was. That's where I met you. Yes, I was. For a while, I was. Maybe it's before or after you had one. Don't dispute my eliteness, because I will come down there.
Elite.
That's right. And
all right, Splunge, let's go.
And
wait, what do BBSs have to do with weblogs?
BBSs have to do with weblogs by the fact of they started out as ways for people to communicate across the computers. People would post to them, make comments to each other, basically have a way to rant and rave whatever they wanted out to an audience. So, moving on to much closer... Well, I don't need this.
I do.
Josh,
you
do?
No, you don't. You should have stolen it from last time.
I forgot.
Slacker.
Then they moved...
What did I just call you? Slacker. Write your own.
All right, I'll see you after the panel.
Woohoo! My hotel room or yours?
I didn't mean like that.
Am I back in the live journal panel again?
Yes, apparently.
I know, right? If there's controversy, you know it's live journal. Raise your hand if you have a live journal. Raise your hand if...
Raise your hand if you have a weblog.
Blogger?
Ooh.
Gray matter? Movable type?
Code your own by HTML day after day. Hey, look.
Dynamic plan file?
No.
No.
Slash code. Post nuke?
Anymore.
PHP nuke?
Wrote
PHP
your
nuke.
Own. There we go.
What? Killingmachines.org? We could go on forever. There's about 30 or 40.
So the point has now been made that there are lots of services out there now to go and help you post online to your site daily without much work on your own part, except for those of you that like to code by HTML.
It's just as easy. It is. It's very easy.
Yes.
Yeah, but gray matter gets through the firewall at work. And
I can get on that. So, do you think that weblogs are like feeble vanity, cultural journalism, or just another internet fad? They're certainly not an internet fad. I don't think that at all.
You don't?
No, I think that they will go on forever.
You think they're going to last?
Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
People are so incredibly obsessed with themselves that it will never stop.
Yeah, but will it? But will it stop just being obsession? Their own obsession will.
Who checks their friends list more than 3 times a day? Anyone?
Who?
Who checks their friends list more than 3 times a day? Lauren, guy in the back.
And
yeah, just to see if your friends have posted. No. Nobody? Oh, my God. I checked, 40 times a day.
Remember.
That is more of a live journal thing.
Yeah, that's a live journal thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of the big differences between them.
I think that...
A lot of the people out here don't have live journals.
Don't.
They're bloggers. Don't. They aren't part of a little...
Yeah, but there are
community.
People that use live journal to make blog content.
Okay, who wants to answer? And what's a blog?
There is no
answer. Anyone?
What is a blog?
What's a blog?
A blog is... A daily or less than daily, it's a log of your wanderings around the net and thoughts that are going through your mind. Originally, it started out as logs, literally, of these are the sites that I've gone to, this is the interesting things that I've seen online, and eventually moved up from that into this is what I'm thinking, this is my daily journal of my life.
I tend to think of it in more generic terms. I like to think of it as a means of personal expression, whether or not it's updated regularly in short form or less frequently in long form.
Well, it's still I didn't say that it had to be in short form or long form or updated daily.
Oh, you implied.
I said daily or less frequently.
There's a fight breaking out.
I think the thing that concerns me most about weblogs in general is that a lot of the people that I've encountered as part of this culture, if you call it a culture, are really, really obsessed with their sites. It's like they have nothing else to do except work on their site. It's the most important thing that happens in their day, and these people scare me.
I love working on my site. I love it.
So do I.
It's like, the reason that I love it, I can tell you too, because it makes a lot of sense. The reason that I love working on my site is because there are absolutely... no constraints, no rules, no obligations. I can do whatever I want. I don't have any customers. I don't have any clients. I don't have any paying audience. I don't owe anyone anything. I can put up any kind of content in any kind of, horrible blinking text to horrible dripping font that I want. Not that I would ever do that. But I can do whatever I want. And that's the one website that I have that I can do that with.
Do you restrict or are any topics off topic? For you?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Definitely. Yeah. My website is not really a great insight into my life. I've come to learn better than that. I mean, I'm probably the poster child for the evils of putting too much information on the internet. Don't do it unless you want your mom to know. Unless you would walk up to her and tell her to her face, don't put it on the internet.
Or more correctly, have already.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you have already. Good point.
Because when she finds out
your website
about it,
is not the way to break your sexuality or, that you broke up with your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. The internet's not the way to do that. Don't do that. Call.
Yeah.
Exactly. I called my mom and told her. Yeah. So who has, a particular weblog that they check? That's like one of their friends or somebody they know that they just love.
I check out 2xy.org every day.
What is that?
What is it?
It's a boy up in Toronto. He's pretty, I guess he's kind of popular.
A boy like 7 or like a teenager?
12-year-old boy.
He's 30?
His site's gone on Thursday. And it's why? Using a ownyourowndomain.com freak me out because I visited every day. And so now that he's gone, I have to.
Why?
I don't know why he's gone. That's
No.
Why do you like
why?
Him?
Why do you go?
Why did it disrupt your
because
life?
Because it's not just about the sites that he's been to, and it's not just about what he had for breakfast. He mixes a lot of stuff together and puts out a lot of content as opposed to, you know, this is what I did, this is my friend.
So that's a good segue into what is the relevance about, like, what is the relationship between writing as, you know, a literary form and people who have just, like, really crappy 17-year-old Britney Spears live journals.
Well, that, and I mean, what exactly makes up a good entry?
Right.
Alone.
Why doesn't the panel discuss that?
Yeah.
What makes a good entry? Well,
I'll mediate this.
All right.
Yay. We have a mediator.
Good.
And the 2XY 12-year-old fan is clapping.
If you like 12-year-olds, you got to check out my website.
I'm glad you're here. Plenty for you to see. Put it this way. I majored in English Lit. I minored in theater. I work in IT. There's not much opportunity to, you know, write creatively in my job. People don't like it when you send out the email notices that the server's going to go down in a prickly fancy or any kind of... They just want to know the information.
Yeah.
Well, you should know. I was sitting in my room and I thought perhaps the server... You know, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, I was looking for a creative outlet of some kind. It was like in 98 or... I started my weblog in 99. I'd had a Tildy Space from Mindspring. Does anyone know what Tildy Space would mean if I say it? It was the gimme space of about 10 megabytes that you got with your Mindspring account back when it was just Mindspring. Lord, I miss those days. And I put some things out there, but I couldn't ever figure out what to put there, what would really matter. So I started just journaling my thoughts from day to day or week to week.
Yeah.
And Sherrod's leaving.
It's
okay.
No, I'm back. I got it.
I've been trying to keep a journal anyway. I kept a journal off and on throughout my life, and it just never did stick. I couldn't stick to writing anything down. A friend of mine gave me a copy of the book, The Artist Way, which recommends morning pages. Write a morning page every morning. Last thing I want to do when I get up in the morning is write anything down. But I found that if I have this web space, I could just, you know, start putting dated entries out there of just whatever was going on, whatever was on my mind, whatever links I found, whatever weird thing I saw in the street, and I would have a reason to put it out there. And it wasn't necessarily because I thought anyone was going to read it or I thought I was going to get a huge following. It was just like a greater impetus for me to be creative, to write, and it's just kind of snowballed since then. And you guys can come in at any time, or I can just keep on talking.
No. Well, okay.
Let me check the book again, and we can stay on topic.
We're still on topic. We're talking about what makes a good entry.
I know, but I'm going to get a good question out of this.
So, okay. You know, what makes a good entry? Like yesterday morning, here at the con, I mean, the position where I work, information services, we get strange people asking strange questions, but there's nothing too unique about that. However, it is pretty unique to have Kenny Baker and his wife walk into the concourse, and they're very wee people, and Kenny Baker asks where he can get his badge. I start into the spiel of where he can get it, and his wife quickly pipes up and says, "Oh, come on, can't someone go get it for him? Everyone knows he's R2. That's funny, at least it was to me, so I posted it. What would you post?
I have become a big fan of the short, sweet entries. I like something that
Josh,
I look at... What?
I don't feel that you post enough. Can I just comment that right now? I don't feel that you post enough.
You're right, I don't.
That's a criticism.
That's fine. feel free to criticize my posting as much as you want.
No, I'm not criticizing posting. I just would like more of you in my life.
Well, I'll try and make sure that there's more of me in your life.
Please.
But I like short, sweet things that will be clear. Rambling entries that you have to dig through half a page of information before you realize, oh, wait, they're actually talking about something now, becomes just rambling trash. Yeah, well.
What's the question?
Just a real, just a quick one.
Yeah.
Was, I was just wondering, what's the difference between posting this stuff in a weblog and just writing it out in a text file and just saving it to your desktop?
It's a huge difference to me.
For me, there's very little difference. I started writing regularly for my site when I realized that my prolific letter writing to my friends was taking up far more of my life than it should by any reasonable stretch of the imagination, and that I was saying the same things to different people over and over. So what I decided to do was just take the interesting, amusing, sometimes occasionally illuminating events in my life and write it so that it would have interest to more than just me and make it available.
Oh, can I comment on that, actually?
Yeah.
I feel really differently, actually, than you do, maybe. Well, no, I guess if you were writing that stuff to your friends, it's kind of similar, but, I mean, the things that I would say privately and the things I say on my website are completely and totally different. I don't allow commenting to my entries either, because I'm really not interested in what other people have to say about, you know, unless they feel that it warrants the effort of actually writing me an email referring to the things I'm talking about. The instant gratification of just clicking a button and typing out their crap to me, I'm not interested in. And, I mean, the things I say on my website are, I mean, I try and be as funny as possible. I try and have it be, like, as entertaining and informative about my life as possible. My main subject in the past 2 months has been kickboxing, because I'm taking kickboxing right now. And we had this crazy instructor from South America that was like Ricky Martin on speed, but 100 pounds heavier and like 100% cut. And he couldn't say the word kick, so he'd have to say like kip, like keep boxing. But I don't know. Like I'm really very private on my weblog or whatever. So. And I don't let people comment on it either, which is different, I think, than most people.
I think I take the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm more interested in long form writing, but that's just what I do from a writing standpoint, and I like to explore one particular event or situation in detail.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to interject some controversy in here to get you all rolling a little bit.
Okay. Not enough controversy.
Please.
Goody.
Yeah, well, you know.
Get us rolling.
That's easy. But just a comment in general on yours is that I definitely can't stand the short, superficial things. I like the long-form writing. That has something to say. But I'm more interested in what you guys think of the phenomenon of blog rolling and whether blogging is actually a pyramid scheme or not. Because the people who got in early are the ones whose sites that are linked to. And if we have a couple of million people blogging right now, there isn't anybody reading that stuff.
What do you mean there's no one reading it? There's definitely people reading it.
If you've got millions of blogs, yeah. the people who got their blogs early are the blogs that are being read.
Like
people
the who cut get
their blogs I disagree with that completely. The people whose
not
blogs are the most interesting and fun to read are the ones that are being read.
Yeah.
Well, there's millions of people in the world, and some of them have more friends than others. I mean, it's just because there's more of something doesn't mean just because there's a whole lot of something doesn't mean that the ones with seniority are going to get the most readership.
Rather than the people who blog roll the most will get the most readership.
Blog roll meaning big hits on Google and stuff
like
that.
Well,
I mean, yes. I don't think
link
that people.
Boring.
I don't think that people very often go on Google searching for, you know, I'm looking for a blog of, you know, a 23-year-old girl. And see, I mean, if they're going that way, they're gonna definitely use a different route.
No, but it. But no, it's. What she's referring to is the things like, one of the pyramids you're talking about is like the metafilter. Kind of pyramid. Metafilter.com. No, but it's true. You have Metafilter that can refer to something like Kotke. Kotke.org is one of the earliest, well, as far as the most recent development of weblogs, Kotke gets tons and tons and tons of hits, and he talks about nothing. He has occasional comments that are his own personal comments, but most of them mirror the comments on everything else. They mirror the comments, they mirror the posts that are on Metafilter, the posts that are on Jish.new, posts that are on boingboing.net, all of these, they're the same pieces of news. Whatever happens throughout the day, appears on all these same, appears on all these different weblogs under different names. And I think she is right. There's a certain amount of popularity to that because these people were early adopters. And
but I also think, too, I mean, with the early adopters issue, I really can't imagine that someone's journal that's extremely boring is going to have a true readership because hits, I mean, honestly, I have like a very extensive statistics program for my sites, and there's really no way to tell if that person's, I mean, there are, but I'm not going to get into it hardcore. I mean, there's no way to tell if this person reads my site every day, the complete entry, and is like a rabid fan freak that has to see everything I say every day, or if I just got a hit, they figured that wasn't what they wanted, and they just hit their back button. So, I mean, while these sites may get tons and tons of hits, that doesn't really mean that their readership is one that can be really counted as a demographic of a readership. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, they may have a really old blog with a ton of traffic, but that traffic is probably going to be really superficial if it's not an interesting content weblog.
I have a related question kind of to that. I have some personal information because I'm married to one of the people on the panel.
Yes.
And maybe a leading question here. I've heard my wife refer to before of her core readership for Domesticat, and it goes beyond just our friends. And something that I think I've never actually sat on and asked her before, of the people who aren't our friends and thus know where our sites are, how did those other people find Domesticat?
I would love to know the answer to that question.
Do you check your refers?
Refers are great.
Most of the time, I check my refers for a reason that actually requires a little bit of explanation. I have a tutorial on my site about site scanning, and the main reason I check my refers is because I have a problem with people trying to steal my designs. And most people who attempt to steal my designs are really, really stupid, and the first time they load their pages, the graphics links point to my website, and that's a really easy way to find people who are stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
A nice little form letter to their ISP tends to take care of things within 24 hours. I've never had a site stay up for more than 24 hours after they've stolen a design.
Stealing's not cool, people. Don't steal.
That's right.
The hounds of hell will come from my computer to yours.
But refers are awesome to figure out where people come from.
I found some really cool sites through my refers, actually.
And then some of them just make no damn sense at all. Like, you know, I have grabbingsand.com, but, you know, like 13 pages into one of the refers that got me was, what was it, like grabbing white man ass? You know.
Oh, my search words are really sick. I post them sometimes. Oh, the search words that get to my website are like gothic cheerleader sleepover and hot naked syphil and ollie, if you guys know what syphil and ollie is. Yeah. I have tons of syphil and ollie stuff on my website. And
something I wanted to go back to. I wanted to go back to your question. More of a philosophical statement than anything else. If I have to say that I'm doing one thing with my site, I'm trying to become one of the oldest site on the web that nobody is reading, because quite frankly, I don't care if you read it or not. I'm writing because I want to write. I'm writing to practice my writing for writing that I will do in the future. If you love it, that's great. I'll welcome your comments if they're not inane. But in the end, I'm not doing it for a readership. I'm doing it for me. And the day that it is no longer for me is the day the site goes away. And I think to some extent I'm in a very, very small minority with that opinion. And it has not garnered me any popularity, and that's perfectly fine with me. A lot of my readership are long-term readers, and I heard from a lot of them, go into just a tiny bit of detail here. A lot of my entries for the first few months of this year centered around my father, who was diagnosed with cancer in January and died in March. And I wrote about everything, the cancer ward, the funeral, all the horrible, awful little things that you see on a day-to-day basis. And I was surprised to discover more of a connection with the readers that I do have than I really ever expected. And I consider it worthwhile if I find two or three people who actually read for content. I don't care if they link to me. big deal.
I think that also the aspect of having a personal documentary of your entire life, personally with mine, I write every day and talk about what I did that day and tell stupid stories. And I also have pictures because I take pictures of everything everywhere I go, and I know it annoys my friends nonstop, but I can't stop. So I usually couple every entry just about with hundreds of pictures of everything that it's talking about, everything it's relative to, and things like that. So I think photographic evidence coupled with your exploit explanations are really make an interesting weblog in a lot of ways. Plus, if you can refer to things that you're talking about, sites that people can check out and things, it's really nice. Oh, boy. Yeah. God, everybody get ready.
It's
here comes
the smart one again.
Okay. Yeah, I want the computer.
I'm not real
smart. We talked about this in some of the other sessions. I firmly agree that I think the best journals that I read are ones that are not written for an audience. They're written for yourselves. But I'm curious from each of you, if you state an opinion on something, would you rather get a response that was an intellectual argument if they differed in opinion? I'm not saying I think this is dumb, I want to change your life. I mean somebody who says, I see your point, and they open up to an intelligent debate. Would you rather see that, or would you just rather not hear their opinion on it because you've stated your own for yourself?
In 95, 96, I got a letter along those lines. I married him in 98.
Well, there you go.
I'm thinking back to said letter and trying to figure out what opinions I disagreed with her on, because I know exactly what letter she's talking about, actually.
You might want to release that as a form letter and give it to other people.
Yeah. It worked for you. You can do a whole site on that. You have proven methodology for getting a website girl.
That's right.
Wow. How to get a web girl.
That's gold.
That would be. You should be selling that.
But no, I open up comments for almost every post that I make, even the mundane ones that aren't the least bit opinionated and controversial. But it's good to see what people say, whether it's in agreement, whether it's... It's always good to either see a well-written, agreeable comment or disagreeable comment. Much better than, dude, that sucked, or you're so lame, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too.
Scroll. Me too. That's the too. Really annoying one.
First post.
I actually am on the other side of that a little bit because I hate to plug her site because she gets too many hits as it is, but Josie Nutter is like the ultimate coolest person and web developer and just like the all-around best of everything that I've ever seen produced by her. And I actually don't link to her on my website because I just can't stand how cool she is. She just, josienutter.com.
We've been jealous.
I'm jealous, but at the same time, like, I just love her. She's fabulous. But I actually constantly, I probably annoy her nonstop, but I constantly am sending her email about the things she writes about in her site. And I think if you guys want to check out like an excellent example of blogging and personal websites, josienutter.com, josienutter. Yeah, I'll link to her. Just give it all to her. She is like the ultimate great. Has anybody seen Josie's site in here?
Yeah.
She's super cool. She's super, super great.
And I'd personally much prefer somebody to actually say something intelligent, thought out, than just, yeah, that's cool, because I post my work online. I post paintings that I do. I post drawings that I do. Yeah, and I would much rather have somebody say, wow, that's really nice, but these changes could be made to improve it, to be able to talk about it intellectually instead of saying, oh, that's cool. Wow, that's really pretty.
So you kind of turn it into a way for people to critique your work without actually having to be in the same geographic space as you.
Exactly.
How do you feel about celebrities that have recently gotten on the weblog bandwagon, if you'd call it such?
Well, like RuPaul.
That's funny. We talked about that in Live Journal.
You've got celebrities that have recently and celebrities that have been on it for a while.
I mean specifically the ones that jump on it recently, probably for more self-promotion than
like
anything.
Like whom? Can you give examples?
I don't want to say Will Wheaton, but I have to.
WillWheaton.com.
Oh, Will Wheaton rules.
Well, you know.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
I love him.
Adam Curry should stay home.
Some of the ones that everybody here probably would know the name of that recently started for self-promotion and turned into more is Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman's blog started out as a promotion for his
American Gods
road tour and journaling his trip around through all the different places that he was going to. He has since added it to his own personal site and has kept it going and has changed it from the I went to this town today, saw these people, to thoughts that are on his mind, talking about what's going on in his life, and actually having it as an outlet for his fans to come to better know him, other than just, oh, wow, you're Neil Gaiman, the guy that wrote Sandman. That means you must be like somebody in the book.
Which is typically true.
I don't know that someone having been in television or film really necessarily true in some cases, but I don't think it necessarily negates every opinion that they have or every writing ability that they have. But, I mean, you know, if anyone wants to have a weblog, I'm a really true believer in, you know, if you don't like it, feel free to go somewhere else. I'm perfectly happy with
that. It's not an AOL disc. It's not getting mailed to you once a week.
If there was a way to mail Girl Vinyl to all of you, I would.
I mean, Melanie Griffith has her own weblog, and no one should go near that.
What question?
Okay.
Next.
I was just going to say, I guess I feel very alien to this because I think I mentioned in a post once that I hadn't posted for a few weeks because of surgery and marriage, unrelated. And
sure.
But other than that, I mean, if I go somewhere, I write about what I've seen, but writing about myself is how boring. I just wouldn't do it. And I'm just wondering how much of what you write is about someone other than yourself or someone in your small circle.
You want to take that for a second?
Go first.
Please. I don't necessarily write about, these are my thoughts as if I'm the Apostle Paul or something like that. But I also don't get on the bandwagon of, you know, this is a cool thing that I saw on such and such site. You should go look at it too. Thanks, so-and-so site. Because that's empty and anyone could get that anywhere.
The sort of thing I'm saying is, for instance, when I went and saw the Yoko Ono exhibition at FF MoMA, I wrote a review of that because that was fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, when I took a trip to London in February, I was able to go to Easy Everything, the 24-hour cyber cafe, and post from there, and it was fantastic. But there's a limit to what it is that I will post. I won't post, and my friends sometimes get pissed because I don't often post their names. Like, if I go see a movie and I dig the movie and I say, this is the movie that I saw, they say, well, why didn't you say you went to see the movie with me? Why didn't you say you went to see the movie with me? Like, well, because I have control over this space. This is about me, and you might like it if I link you or mention you, but other people might not. So for the sake of simplicity, I'm just going to mention you generally or not mention you at all. Because everyone wants their life and times published on the web.
Sorry to change subject a little bit, and I apologize.
Troublemaker.
Yeah, I got to do it. I apologize because I came in late. If you said something about this before I came in, because you seem to be mostly talking about very personal blogs, and within the last 3 months, 4 months or so, the mainstream media has suddenly gotten a hold of the idea of blogs. And you've seen all these write-ups. Well, most of the write-ups focus primarily on journalists from various media outlets blogging and political blogs. Yours all seem to be pretty much personal, unless you set that up before I came in.
That's strange, because most of the coverage that I've seen has been about personal blogs,
I mean, there's also a big boom right now over the past few months in publishing as well. There have suddenly just sprung up 5 or 10 different books on weblogs, on blogging. Yeah.
Matt Howey's book, Rebecca Blood's book, all kinds of, you know, the Wee blog.
Those are
book.
Like insider blog books. Right. I guess what I'm seeing is Salon doing its thing, and Salon, I'm thinking the Salon blogs are going to lean toward political commentary primarily and less life details.
Well, journalists are going to be looking more at the journalism side of it, which is a side. I mean, the posting, most of ours are posting a personal experience, but I'm personally a big fan of gonzo journalism, which is the posting of the explanation of personal experiences in major events.
And really, that's not anything new in the mainstream journalism to have this kind of weblog format. It's just now they can put a name on it. Like Hunter S. Thompson, for the past 2 years or so, has been on I think it's CNNSI.com. He has his like weekly, rant about whatever's going on.
It's tirade, yeah.
I think the difference in tone, though, with something like Salon or the CNNSI blogs is going to be that those people have a responsibility to advertisers and to paying subscribers and things like that, that they have to really consider their audience in a much different way than we do. They have constraints and obligations. Right. They're getting money for that. So it really is kind of a different tone to their writing.
Based on that, you're talking about world events. Of course, mentioning September 11th is always important. How did weblogging help you during that time when you were able to post probably almost instantly your feelings about it and getting along with the events that happened then?
Well, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, feel free.
What I ended up writing about, I think a couple of days afterwards, it came to me as a bit of a shock because my birthday is in October, and October of the previous October before it happened, on my birthday, I was standing on top of the World Trade Center. So one of the things that I posted was a scan of my ticket to the top of the World Trade Center that day. And that's going to be an interesting thing for me to write about this October when that anniversary comes around again.
Yeah, I mean, for me, speaking of birthdays, I was one of the lucky ones. That was my birthday. So I was out my first entry from that day was talking about the fact that I was riding in my car to Kroger to pick up my birthday cake when I heard that the first plane hit. And from that point forward, it was any news that I could find out about I would post on there, because so many people were trying to keep up with the events that were happening. I mean, that was one of the biggest things that blogs did that day.
I was going to say that actually I had a really different side of the experience, because I really didn't have any interest in posting that day or several days after that, but I definitely... Well, it was very difficult. I mean, CNN was flash dotted, MSNBC was flash dotted. I mean, every kind of news organization was flash dotted. Yeah. And the only way that I could even get any information was IRC and reading people's logs and reading LiveJournal. Yeah. Unfortunately, the news that people were getting was just copy-pasted, or people actually typing from what they were listening to on the radio and the television into their journals.
What I ended up doing for part of the day, just because I like the historical aspect of writing, I ended up sitting at my computer for part of the day, not necessarily posting any thoughts, but whenever I was able to actually hit a news website during the day, I took screenshots of the sites periodically throughout September 11th just to see how things changed throughout the day, and made those available. I couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody else had said everything that could be said in every possible way that could be said. My additional viewpoint, I don't really feel it was necessary. I had a ticket stub. That's all I needed.
Yeah. I feel like screenshots are really good blog addition in any way. I actually take screenshots constantly of things. I mean, it's a really good way to kind of revisit what's going on in your life. Billy, what's so funny?
I'm sorry, Miss Chris.
Billy, are you working on tonight, being the one tonight?
Did you smoke some crackers
today? Yeah. The catchphrase for the evening, I saw earlier my neighbor said, she said, her ass was out of control. And I'm trying to recover.
Is your ass out of control?
No, not mine.
Somebody else's.
In the hall,
okay. Which,
excuse me, I'm trying to subdue it, but
so
Billy, why don't you have a weblog?
going to say, have we kind of run off of the September 11th? Have we all anything else to say on that? No? Okay. So this is another interesting little growth out of weblogs is memes, which is...
Those are cool. All that stuff is really fun.
It's basically a extremely popular fad that pops up in a day on the net and then will be gone shortly thereafter. If any of you have seen the little graphic that gets sent around and shown
the
every freaking where, well, the kitty loaf is one.
I never did that, but that was really
either.
Funny.
The masturbate kills kittens.
Domokun.
Yeah. All of those are different memes.
Or
that,
the link that's like, don't click this link or whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
Those are kind of annoying, but they're kind of cool.
It's interesting sometimes.
I like those, and I like metadata on, like, you know, there aren't a lot of those except for my journal, which I don't really participate in except for commenting, but I kind of, like, the information about weblogs is really kind of interesting. As far as, like, how many people have them and stuff like that. Like, the Pyro one, which was what, Blogger?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They actually aren't accepting any more.
Are they not?
People, I don't think.
I don't know.
They ran out of space or something. But I recommend you don't. I mean, this is my personal. You guys probably all disagree with this, but I just think write that stuff in HTML. I don't think you really need a service or a system of any kind to do
it.
And
you don't need it.
It's really
I have to have
text.
A system for mine.
Well, why don't some of the people who actually use a system talk a little bit about what it does for them versus just writing the HTML?
Well, if I could add a thing to add into that, I mean, do you see any value in the RSS XML piece?
What?
I actually have one really good use for mine. He is familiar with this. There are actually several of us on tech staff of the con here, who maintain personal sites. And we have a portal site for all of our sites, which is wondergeeks.net. And I ended up writing a little bit of PHP for that, which zaps the XML feed from each of our sites and sorts them by which of our friends has posted the most recently, displays a paragraph from the post for the new ones, and then just links to the sites themselves for older posts. So for my friends, at least, it's very useful. But I can't, other than that, I haven't really seen much use for it. But then again, I'm not really in the tons of readership game anyway.
Well, I mean, besides just the personal blogs, there's the, oh, goodness.
There's a microphone.
Is that like a symbol?
Oh.
There's the journalistic ones that puts a blogger on the same footing with a CNN XML feed or a New York Times XML feed. So that gives you that. But then I just recently joined a K-Logs group, which is people who are building intranet blogs for various companies that are using the feeds to work with the company's databases, and it becomes a knowledge management tool internal.
That's good stuff, XML. XML is good stuff.
Yeah, I know. So I'm really high on XML right now. But I think there's a lot of uses for it, even with my own site, which gets, I mean, I wrote my dissertation online, so I have about 300 pages on one site, and it's really huge. And I'm trying to think of how to get it over into XML.
Okay, well, content management. I used Gray Matter for mine. This has been a progression for me. I had a live journal, thinking that it would be pretty simple to incorporate into my site, but then I just didn't want to pay for it. So I went with Blogger. And I had Blogger for a while, and then they wanted my money. So I downloaded Gray Matter, and I put Gray Matter out on my site, and Gray Matter was so much more efficient, and I had so much more control, and I didn't have to be concerned if, oh, is Blogger having a bad server day today? Am I actually going to be able to post at all? I mean, you know, I had much more control, so I gave them $10, because that's all they asked for.
So what does that give you above and beyond doing what she talks about, which is just writing
from this one CGI interface, which is made up of a bunch of little chunks of CGI running. Billy's happy. I can edit my entries, add new entries, check comments, change all the configuration of my site, change whether it archives weekly, monthly, daily, turn on comments, turn on karma, change my templates, change my HTML of my site, do all of this good stuff. So that means I'm still doing HTML for the template, but just to for the simple fact of writing, I find it more difficult just to write the way I write and be concerned about it, the HTML formatting at the same time.
I think what the management systems really in the end help you do, I mean, I don't know if anyone even really is interested in this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I think what the management systems end up doing is sort of forcing you into the separate your logic from your content philosophy. So one of the problems with HTML is that content and design are mushed together, whereas in most of these content management systems, they're going to separate them for you, put all of your text files for your entries into a database, then separate your design over into a separate area that you can change whenever you want, however you want, and not affect your actual content, which should be the golden rule philosophy of everything on the web. But, I mean, HTML is an extremely archaic language at this point. So,
yeah.
Pardon me? Or bitchy, whatever you like.
I should mention that it was somewhat of a leading question. I'm still on CMSs myself. Use gray matter for my site right now. I was just hoping to spark some discussion because we had such a strong opinion at this table about them.
I have strong opinions about everything I know.
Do you like gray matter? Does it?
For my site, yes, I think gray matter works quite well.
Because I have gray matter running on my personal site, but then I also run I run a running log for nobletheater.org. Tempest in Roswell, September 20th. what was that?
A little plug there?
No. But I'm running it on movable type. And movable type is also really sharp. And so it's six one, half dozen the other. If I would have went with movable type first, I think I would be much happier having movable type on my site. But as it is, I have gray matter running. I don't have the time with this and with my work and with rehearsals to reconstruct everything. So right now, gray matter is doing great.
Yeah, it's quite adequate for my personal site, mostly because I don't write nearly very much and I don't require such control over my entries and things.
Now let me ask you, gentlemen, or whoever, I don't know. I haven't seen any of you guys' sites. I've only seen your live journal.
Are you looking at my life?
But I didn't know you two were on the panel until today. So
yeah.
That's
hi.
Hi. So do you have other content in your site besides your text entries of web? I mean, do you have you know, stupid things for people to download, pictures of crap, all that stuff? hey. Well. I am the queen of pictures of crap.
I have no pictures of crap. All of mine is my artwork.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, well, okay, some of that might be crap, but I try to cut that out.
But I mean, do you have an entire personal website in addition to your daily blogging type content?
Yeah, it started off with all the content that's there, and I've just kind of modified and around it. I used to have... Everyone's personal site used to be like, oh, this is a review of a movie I saw. This is the stuff that I did.
But now there are portals where people just do reviews and things like that. So there's better outlets.
So that's
kind
of wasted away. But a lot of if I'm writing more than the short and sweet post here, I will often make that its own page and put that somewhere else. Or if the photographs that I have, photo galleries that I have are also on there separately.
Well, then... because I've not seen these, tell me, and I'm really not familiar with, I'm sort of familiar with gray matter, movable type I haven't seen. So does the rest, design-wise, does the rest of your content match the weblog entries?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really cool.
Because I know with Blogger that I would see people's Blogger sites, and sort of their front page would look one way, and then everything behind that was different.
You can...
Their own.
Well, I was wondering if that is their own
Blogger can
issue
be
or
set to work the same as your site can be integrated completely. Because I've done site integrations with Blogger for people.
Okay.
And what it does is, you know, the templates that are set up in gray matter are the same as I would set up the base HTML of my site, with the exception of there are tags. There are gray matter specific tags mm-hmm. that I pop in there that then populate my HTML with the entries that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have complete visual control of the site. I can put anything I want on there, just, you know, where I would normally would have hand-typed the dates, heading, so on. I just put these tags in there, and they pop right in.
So it could build a whole site, then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
For me, my overall site came first. The journal came several years later. I've actually maintained a personal site since 94, and I've spent way too many hours of my life in this. And my progression in web blogging was hand code, blogger, gray matter, rolled my own.
I don't understand what that means. What? Are you talking about smoking pot?
What?
We appreciate your openness. However,
PHP is crack. I just like to announce that. The first hit is free.
Now, what are you talking about? Wait. You rolled your
she's
own?
She's saying that she started out.
CMS.
Yeah.
Oh, like you
she's
created.
She's writing her own.
Yeah. Your own. Okay.
Yes, that's what I've been working on for the past 6 months. I had originally considered switching to movable type, but then I discovered that it required rebuilding files, and that made me want to cry, so I wrote my own.
Okay. Is that available for download? Can you give us a URL for that?
No, I'm currently sitting at 0.7. I'm hoping to go to 1.0 within the next maybe 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, that hadn't stopped Mozilla, but okay, cool.
You brought something up that struck me as interesting, and this is why I've gotten into blog and why I'm at this panel. Which is, you said you'd been had a site since 94. And I don't know if anybody else has been affected by this, but I was drawn to people in blogs because something happened in 94, that there was a thing on the web that I loved. And then this .com thing happened, and the web lost its soul. And it became this soulless commercial beast of big parties and God knows whatever else and wasting a lot of money. And then it went in the toilet. And it appears that, in blogland at least, that the people from 94, 95, who were there before it lost its soul, are in blogland. I just thought you might have some comments on that, or maybe, I don't think you're too young. I mean, you just
I'm 17.
Well,
I'm 17, too.
I mean, do you...
Me, I just look young. I'm actually 104. It's,
yeah. I don't know if that's your perception or not, but it's why I guess I feel like I find the heart back in the web again, where I lost it before.
That's cool.
Well,
I mean,
there are definitely weblogs that are absolutely, you know, horrific that you know, are done by people not much older than being born in 94. So, I mean, you know, this is something that we kind of talked about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
The internet is the lowest common denominator of people now. It's not a group of people that have the money to buy hardware.
It's not the lowest common denominator. That is in the real,
it's
in the real, as with the real world, more people from the real world are starting to infiltrate the net, so to say. It's no longer just the people that can write the code, that have the time to learn to program. It's the people that can go out and set up something simple and follow some ridiculous form on another site that says, here's a template, just put your stuff into it, and you have a home page. They're all now getting online. So the smart ones are still out there. They're
We're
just
hiding.
Buried. All of the intelligence is still out there. It's just getting buried underneath so many other pages that are linked within each other to something larger, typically that's what you're ending up searching through.
And I wanted to, if I could express opinion at this point, and I
no.
think you guys probably share this.
Yes, express your opinion.
We've made a lot of passing references to, I guess, bad sites and stuff. And while I definitely enjoy reading intelligent commentary online and good sites, as we have, you know, as we all define on our own, in our own way, good sites, I do not condone any manner of trying to censor people from not, you know, trying to keep anybody from being able to do it. It's one of the things I really like about the internet is because it really is kind of the great equalizer. It gives everybody a voice. yeah, it buries some of the good stuff sometimes, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
I think that's true. I mean, when I say lowest common denominator, I mean, you know, AOL, no wonder it's number one. I mean,
yeah.
It's so easy to use. So, I mean, there.
I love their new commercial. My mom's got it. My brother's got it.
I love sending instant messages to my friends.
My only thought with that comment right after it is, AOL, the easiest STD to catch.
I mean, you know, when I say lowest common denominator, that's not a wholly, you know, negative or disparaging kind of comment. But, I mean, those are the people that you see, you know, when you're driving down 85. Those are the people that you see when you're waiting in line at the grocery store. I'm not talking about some, like, scum of the earth or something. But, I mean, it is an equalized kind of playing field far more now than it's ever been.
At least in this part of the globe.
Well, in America.
Yeah.
Or in North America.
I mean, right now
Canadian
it's...
Canadian weblogs, God, they burn down.
For you Canadians.
They're not even real.
Who gave everybody in Canada?
Dell.
Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell, eh?
He's been trying to fit Canada into this discussion all night.
I've often made comments that I'm going to burn down the internet, so... Guys, put your fireproof suits on, because it's coming down.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. Go check out girlvinyl.com. Feel free to send hate email. I love that. If you send hate email, you'll definitely get on my site.
Look what this chode sent to me.
I know, right? Yeah. I always post their email address, too. So.
You can say hi to them, too.
Yeah, feel free to message them. So I don't know. My website is just a big mess of... It's actually not a mess. My website is very navigable and easy to use, but, you know, it's... No wonder it's number one.
There's so many places to go with that.
You're lucky I don't have a Nerf gun up here.
Got water. But we hit you all.
That would, like, endanger the people in front of me,
though. I know.
Mine's a place to play.
So that's it? Are we done?
I don't know. What else are we...
Oh, what else do we need to talk about?
That's the other one.
Come on, there have to be more questions.
I've got it circled. Used a highlighter in my program.
Ooh, highlighter.
Do you want to... Go for it. Give us another
question. Shoot, do it.
Come on, ask more questions.
What is the URL for your weblog?
Oh, geez, I don't even know because I'm
not sure that I feel comfortable with you asking so many controversial questions if you're not going to give us your URL.
I can tell you how to find it easier than that because I'm dyslexic and I can't give out the URL because I'd screw something up. But it's real easy if you just go to Google and you type in miasma in the house of bite me.
You can get to mine if you type in hot goth cheerleader sleepover.
No, the name of the blog is miasma in the house of bite me.
Okay.
That's simple. I think you're going to be able to find that. Domain name is free.
Yeah. .com.
That will not be hard.
Miasmainthehouseofbiteme.com.
I had to do some serious reworking to a couple of pages on my site because I posted some pictures from a trip that I took to Vancouver a year or so ago.
Canadians.
And I mentioned that I hadn't been on a ferry since I was a preteen, and therefore I had about 15 million hits for preteen pictures. I wanted to cry.
I love it. Because, I mean, when I go through my search words, I do it both. I have them categorized both by single word and by search phrase. And, you know, I'll talk about, I have to sleep over at Michelle's tomorrow because, you know, my apartment's getting the carpet cleaned. And it'll be, you know, like, I saw Bring It On. It's the best cheerleader movie ever. And then, you know, just, like, the most ridiculous, crazy things that people are searching for. I mean, if you have a statistics program, Webalizer, or anything installed on your server, go check out your stats. I used a couple different ones.
Which one do you like most?
Literally, or like cookies, text files.
I love cookies.
I do too.
Yeah. Cookies under the table.
Cookies
are you
good. Cookies
from?
That would be so funny if I just pulled out like a bowl of cookies.
Cookies make
right
the
like,
skinnable
yeah.
website go.
It actually collects the search words that brought people to my site. So, I mean, I can't remember the name of the one I use for the big sites. But Webalizer is just as good. It draws like graphs and everything. It's pretty intense. But, I mean, I don't know. I have lots of referrals, too, that are pretty crazy. Crazy German, you know.
What those crazy Germans?
The crazy German referrers, stuff like that.
I get a lot of Catalan refers because domesticat actually is a word in Catalan. It took me something like 3 years to discover this.
In Catalan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What does it mean?
Catalan.
I believe it means something along the line of domesticated.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not as interesting as it could have been.
Etymology, fun for the masses.
Yeah.
Any
more? Yeah. Okay.
Well,
we're done. Any more questions? Any more questions? Lauren? Billy?
Is it feeble vanity? Is it.
Oh,
do you really want me to show you?
He's wearing a kilt.
Oh my god, he's not.
That'll teach you to check. Now let's see how red she can get.
I saw the cookies. There's the cookies.
But the cookies are not for children.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe you're not wearing underwear.
They do that.
Yeah, please, we need a picture of that.
Come on. I'm Scottish too.
Yes. And that will be another amusing anecdote to be written about.
There's going to be a panel next year called Dressing for Dragon Con 101. These kids right here are going to populate it. Please come, please come. Where are your thongs? Where are your thongs?
Too much spanking and beating involved.
What?
Yeah. Is there more questions?
All right,
okay, go for it.
We can answer questions better than we can come up with stuff to talk about on our own.
Actually, this is a stump the panel question.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, then we'll be making up answers.
Where will blogs be in 10 years?
Who cares?
I do, that's why I asked.
I think it'll be exactly the same because people, as I said at the beginning, are obsessed with themselves. I mean, there's nobody that anybody loves in their world more than they love themselves.
I think that you're going to find a lot more entries at the moment. Most entries now are posted later. They're afterthoughts from events. But as wireless communication continues to grow, you're going to see more and more at-the-moment posts. One of the not exactly blogs that I watch on a regular basis is an email list from Warren Ellis that's Bad World. And he posts from his little handheld wherever he is. If he has a thought, he will write down random, just crazy thoughts that this man has and will post them.
Ryan Lackey from, I don't know if you guys have heard of Sealand, that crazy gunnery outpost on the coast of England where they have a server farm. The guy that is the founder of that actually posts to his live journal several times a day, handheld from all over the world. I mean, you know, he'll be in Denmark one day and literally like Hawaii the next day. And I think you're really right. Yeah. The instancy of posting is going to get really quick.
For the personal ones, for the personal sites, that's what you're going to see is a lot more of the, oh, wow, I just now saw this, and you'll get a picture with it. And it'll become a lot more interactive with what they are doing at the moment, what they're thinking at the moment. As for business ones,
they're going to fade. I mean,
you think?
I don't think people are interested in that. I think the Osbournes need to get a weblog, if anybody. Kelly needs one.
I think that more for the, not instead of the business ones, what I'm thinking more is the intranet ones, the ones within networks.
The ones within the company.
Yeah,
definitely
the ones that companies are going to be, I think that's going to start to grow even more because
there's a small company quick and dirty content
management systems. Exactly. And as they get more advanced and more specific, you're going to find larger companies using them. Instead of emailing 50 dozen people to say, oh, by the way, today we're changing this on the servers or today we're going to do this, you're going to find just a log that they can go to and check. Okay, wait, why is this not working now? Oh, I forgot to read this yesterday.
Yeah, that's ironic because Well, let me preface this first, actually. I do read LiveJournal, despite the fact that I think it is the portal to hell.
Despite her
despite the fact
regular
that it is evil, and I have two posts.
Disparaging.
I read it because I'm addicted to it, and I can't stand to go 5 seconds without knowing what my friends are doing. But that's ironic that you say that, because status.livejournal.com is the LiveJournal, our site is down, journal. So basically, yeah. You go check and see, you know, why LiveJournal is broken on LiveJournal.
You
can
check.
So you read their LiveJournal.
Yeah.
My web host has the same sort of system.
Mm-hmm, mine too.
They have a blog where they list. These are changes we're going to be making to the servers today. This server's going to be going down. So if you're on this one,
get off.
You're going to have you're going to have this much downtime today. It's going to grow, I think. And become more useful in that sort of medium.
But the little, you know, oh, well, Salon has a blog. We should have a blog. Those are
going to
go away.
Those are going to, the fad ones are going to fade.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
that's
keep the bulletin boards, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they just want
to use the bulletin boards.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about that, actually. That's a lot of stuff to deal with.
I think my answer is gonna verge on a non-answer. I blurted out "Who cares?" because that's really the heart of my answer. I'm more concerned about the actual self-expression than how it happens. It just really doesn't matter to me. And people are going to find a way to express themselves in the easiest and quickest way possible. Currently, this is the way. In 10 years, who knows?
I'm curious, is weblogging about self-expression or communication?
Yes.
Yes.
All of the above.
which is primary?
Self-expression for me. I'm really not concerned.
What day is it?
Communicating.
Yeah. what day is it? What side are you looking at? Which is more prevalent right now? I think personal. Personal is probably the most prevalent because anyone that starts one is likely to start talking about themselves. That's what they're starting it for.
Well, you know, ironically, I have internet crushes, but there's this one guy who I read his weblog, and I get really frustrated with him and send him email constantly because he doesn't employ the personal pronoun or use the narrative structure whatsoever, and it hurts me inside because I'm really interested in what he feels and what he thinks, but instead he just quotes things from websites and links to them. And I think that... you know, I think people sometimes use their weblogs as sort of a subliminal kind of feel this way about me or want to know more about me for this reason. And, I mean, there are definitely people that tailor their content to be manipulative in ways as far as, maybe not maliciously, but to evoke a certain kind of feeling that's not necessarily genuine, I think. I don't know.
But, you know, if someone wants to know what I'm doing today or where I'm going, or they should call me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
if they want to know my thoughts about, you know, so-and-so, they should read my site. Yes.
Okay, well.
The miasma in the house of Bite Me is back again.
You know, I'm full of a bad smell.
So the last one didn't work to stump us, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually not.
I'm smarter than I look.
Thought ran out of my head. Oh. Well,
catch it.
This would be the cynical thing. I used to teach college, and
what'd you teach?
Web design. Where'd you teach?
Clemson.
Anyway, one of the reactions that I
relevant
get from students a lot, because I required a lot of online activity in my classes, was that people who spend this much time online need to get a life. They would not engage a topic at all or even do an exercise that involves something like this. And they would characterize people like, I will say, us, as people who are immersed in a world that is irrelevant to anyone else in the walking around space. What do you say?
No, those are EverQuest players.
I have something real simple along those lines. It's sort of along those lines that I've attempted to beat into a few of my friends. Live first, write second.
Yeah. Yeah, do you, I mean, I'm sure that we talked about this yesterday or the other day too.
Yeah.
People that it's really funny, you'll be with a group of people and someone will either say, "Oh my God, I have to write about this in LiveJournal. Oh, that was so funny." And I'm just like, you know, that's really sick that your first thought after an event or an experience is, you know, this kind of extroverted documentation of it. You know, I think memories are important, but sharing them with thousands of strangers as a secondary kind of, I got to get home and type this up, is a little screwy, I think. But, I mean, there are people that have experiences just to write about them on their weblogs.
Instead, keep your eyes open and, you know, live your life. And the things that you find interesting, and if you think they not only are interesting to you, but could be interesting to someone else, or that they affect you in such a way that you just have to write about them, then write about them.
And then add pictures.
And then add pretty pictures.
Yeah. One in the back. Go ahead.
While she's doing that, I'll tell you. I talk about the live first, write second thing. One,
we are not having a picture of that online. No. You can feel free to post.
Okay.
There. You can prove that. You
hey,
can prove
can
that I'm not
it
wearing
the
underwear.
Then,
None.
Yeah. Oh, no. GirlVinyl.com/DragonCon. Naked.
One of the entries that I've written that I actually like the best, I had the reaction of, oh, I should go home and write about this. But what happened, I was actually in New Orleans with friends at the time, and I was sitting in a restaurant, and in front of us, suddenly about six tables were pushed together by a group of waiters, and this entire family trooped in. And at one end of the table was this very queenly-looking woman in an obviously expensive pink dress. And she held court at this table for over an hour. And I finally got up and asked her, I said, if you don't mind me asking, what's the event? It was her 90th birthday. And she had great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. All of the members of her family that were within 200 miles were sitting at that table. And I got a chance to talk with them. I said, I'd like to write about this. And it ended up being one of the best things that I've ever put out on the web. And it totally violated my principles. But, you know, principles are to be broken. Anyone?
Yeah.
So, as
me too.
Real life and online life, yeah, some of the people that write journals don't have a life, no. All they are doing is living through their live journal, or whatever journal they're doing, with no outside experience, but... No, readjust myself there? Okay. But I think that most of the more interesting ones, the ones that people actually go out and read that will post interesting thoughts on the world, are ones that are out living it. They don't come up with new stuff if they don't go out and do something.
Yep. I agree with that completely. I live a really crazy, fascinating life, and I think that's what makes my weblog interesting.
I live my life. The world is interesting. That's where my writing comes from.
Yeah.
It's a neat place. Lots of things to say.
So as a final thought from me, because I have to go eat because I have a dinner date.
What?
For my life. My life is more important than my panel. Don't do LiveJournal. Don't do LiveJournal. Get Gray Matter or Movable Type or the forthcoming CMS release from Domesticat.
Quarto.
Yeah.
What is it?
Quarto.
I don't know what that means.
Quarto.
Nice. Okay.
Like
it's coming soon.
Yeah, and my last name starts with a Q, so I have this fondness for Q words.
It's coming soon. Should get it. Okay. Is that it? Are we done?
Actually,
when are we looking for a release on that?
Actually, I'd really prefer if you didn't use it. If you're not looking for this kind of software, you don't need to be using it. Because I'm not even attempting to make it easy to use for other people. It's for me.
No, that's a good attitude. I like that.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
It's configured in Latin.
All right.
Yes?
Just each of the panelists' two favorite weblogs.
Oh, go. Whereveryouare.org, a 30-something Londoner who has a fabulous flair for words, who had actually invited me to play a game of consequences, which I'm missing out on because I'm here working tech staff at the con. Give me a second. I'll come up with another one. You guys go.
I love josienutter.com. Don't go if you don't want to fall in love. And mine, girlvinyl.com.
Metafilter, I read almost throughout the day. FARC doesn't really count, and because mostly it's just stupid, but sometimes they catch news that Metafilter doesn't catch.
Photoshop this rules. Yeah. I don't know if I'd really consider that so much a weblog. It's sort of a community portal type of thing, but
Cory Doctorow's boingboing.net is cool, especially because he can't let anything wireless go without posting about it, and wireless is really cool. Boingboing.net. You go to boingboing.com. Bling, bling. That would be great.
I'm sure blingbling.net's fascinating.
Bling, bling.
Josh?
Well, most of mine are friends of mine, one of them in Japan. Guy who goes by Moped Ronin online and just posts about Japanese life and his experiences as an American in Japan. The other ones, well, my own. I actually like reading about myself and remembering what I did at what point.
Narcissist. And,
well, yeah, but that's what this is all about, isn't it?
I like grabbingsand.com a lot. I find myself drawn to it daily.
Me too. All right,
I thought of a second.
Okay, what?
This one's cheating because it's awfully popular, but he is a good friend of mine, and there's more to it than just what's on the site. NoahGray.com. We correspond pretty regularly, and I feel pretty privileged because both of us we send emails not just about what's going on in our lives, but what's going on behind the entries and the photographs that we post, and I feel like I'm getting something special out of it. But most of all, he's just a friend.
Would Cliff Yablonsky count as a weblog?
Cliff Yablonsky hates you.
Because that's a personal favorite by far. SomethingAwful.com, Cliff Yablonsky.
And a footnote for the NoahGray.com is Noah Gray is not only a really good photographer, he's also the person who originally built GrayMatter.com. He's since left it in the hands of the users, and it's worked out rather well.
But, I was actually one of the people who continued the development after he left.
Yes, and you're still on the forums, aren't you?
Actually, no. I dropped
you
out.
Used to be.
Yeah, I used to be, but I dropped out to, you know, do the roll your own thing.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any other questions?
Yeah, I have another question.
Okay.
Tonight's the first night I'd ever heard that term meme pop up.
Or meme.
Meme. Is that what it is?
Spelled me.
What?
Yeah.
Because it's all about me.
is that really it?
No.
Okay. What does the acronym stand for?
It's a Greek word.
It's a Greek word.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think bloggers' role in like populating this idea or cultural phenomenon on the net is?
I think
because
part
they spring
of the,
up and go
part
away
their,
so fast.
Oh, you mean blogger like the system?
Or any of the,
or the
blogs, in general,
just the spreading of the knowledge of the
nothing
whatever
spreads faster than on personal websites, I think. Yeah.
The word didn't really come into very popular usage in the areas until it started to pop up, where you would go and check four or five different blogs a day and see them all posting the same thing.
Same stuff.
And so, yeah, that sort of content, linking, copy and paste, that's had a lot to do with it and really originates kind of the new usage of it.
Okay. Things spread like wildfire on weblogs and certainly the evil.
The evil quizzes.
The quizzes.
Yes.
Ew.
They're like a communicable disease. They're like West Nile.
Things pop up again months later after you thought they were long dead.
Yeah, they're like weeds, kudzu. You can liken it to anything that just spreads evil.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Come look at our sites. They're really nice. Or don't look at her.
Or, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to write about you either way.
Yeah, you're all going to be on our live, on our websites and everything. Yeah. And if you want to see me again at the end of the month, Interzone, I'm going to be doing another panel. There's flyers in the back. If they don't have lots of people come, I'm going to be in trouble. So I have to promote it. Please come. I'll take care of you. We'll hang out.
Okay. There is one more thing I should mention. This is just from personal experience. The tech staff of this convention does have a group weblog. We're watching you. Just thought you'd like to know that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we're done.
Thank you so much, Donna. Great time.
I can't believe that you're not wearing anything.
I think that's great. Thank God you had a tablecloth. I know.
Don't do that.